this is Wayne Scherer. Welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show and being your destiny. I love working from home. I love being independent in the sense I don't have a boss other than me, which doesn't really make you independent, but it's independent in the way I want to be independent. And that's very important to me and very important in my life. And one of the ways that makes it possible is progression. Progress. So this show, we're going to look at how progress or progression is very, very important to you making the steps and taking the steps that make you live your destiny, enable you to embrace your future the way you want it to be. Because progress happens whether you choose to let it happen in your life or not. You can't stop it. The world is big. What is there, 8 billion people in the world, right? And you're just one of them. And if you don't embrace any form of progress, what's going to happen to you? Well, you'll be an old granddad sitting on your rocker thinking about the good old days all the time, instead of believing you're living in good old days. And that would not be good. Or maybe it would be good. Maybe that is what you want. I don't know. But I'm guessing if you're listening to this, that isn't what you want. Yeah, I love to reflect on my memories and hope they were good memories. But I don't want to live them every day. I have new things to do, new things to accomplish. And in this world, everything moves ahead. Many things in progress need to be embraced. They must be embraced. If they aren't, then you won't move ahead. So that doesn't mean embrace everything, okay? One of my mentors likes to tell me I have to embrace all the changes, and that the back in the day stuff isn't relevant. And I'm like, well, that's completely wrong. People use the word old school to try to make you believe everything that was done in the past is not relevant today. And of course, that is completely wrong. But at the same time, there's much that has changed that you must embrace and use it to build on those things from the past. Right? So it means you can't be stuck in the past. Just think of it this way, right? I'm 54 years old. My parents weren't real big on rock and roll when it came around, right? When as I was a young kid, rock and roll was really becoming big. Now, my parents didn't really embrace rock and roll. And I think about the reasons for it was actually kind of silly. Some of it is valid. Some of the music was encouraging the drug culture, some of it. But actually, if you listen to most of it, it was not. And that I would not embrace, and I don't embrace today. I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong for people to try to encourage other people to do stuff like that. And so it's inherently bad, those messages, yes. It's morally wrong, ethically wrong. And why companies will popularize that solely to make money, that to me is something I won't do. I don't use bad morals to make money. So today, there's this hip hop culture. Some people use it good and some people use it bad. So once again, personally, the beats and rhythms of it drive me crazy, so I won't listen to any of it. But I'm not saying that all of it is bad. But the ones that are out there putting out these messages, using foul language to sing with, talking about just really bad things, like, well, I don't even go into some of the incredibly bad stuff. It goes far beyond what some of our older rock and roll singers would do in moral decay messages that I wouldn't embrace then. and I won't embrace now. So the point of that is you don't have to embrace everything, right? Certain things that we call progress or being touted to you as progress are morally and ethically bad choices. So don't embrace those. But at the same time, things change in life, and you can embrace the changes that are good. You know, do you have a grandparent or somebody that refuses to use a computer, right? They refuses to embrace technology. And what is their excuse? Often, I'm too old. Well, nobody's too old to learn something, so that's not a good excuse. Some say, well, that's no good for society. Well, it obviously is good for society. Look at the way we continue to advance using it. But there's certain things that I won't embrace about. And you know, my generation is the one that actually launched the escalation of the computer world, the computing, the automation of society at a level, you know, never seen before. But this is to say that, like, it won't get better. It will. So that's and it'll probably get better faster than my generation ever made it happen. But nonetheless, it wasn't bad. Some people, like everything in life, people will find things to use to make bad. One thing I don't embrace about progress online is people living in social sites, literally. And then, you know what happens? People won't engage other people. People substitute 140-line text or short little blurts in Facebook, Twitter, and other things for real associations. And people who do that become very disassociated with the world. So that is bad. That is morally and ethically wrong, because it's bad for you, bad for your life, bad for everything. But at the same time, there's many, 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 many people who just use it to keep in contact with people they actually do know, but they can't, you know, they can't be constantly talking to them or constantly with them, so they can update them, keep them in touch, and things like that. So progress has good and bad, and so I am not in any way suggesting you should embrace all progress. No, never do that. Never do that. But never live in the past. Live the lessons of the past. Take the good, learn from it, and make it better. Take the bad, learn from it, and extract it from your progress, and move ahead. Do not live on it. Don't say you can't do something some way because you never did it. It's not correct. Progress is something that you must embrace in your mind. Don't get caught up in the idea of old school is bad, back in the day is bad. It's not. So, like I said, some of my mentors like to say that living back in the day and not letting go of things that are old school is not good. Well, that's not true. Living them day for day is bad, because if you don't get out of that, actually, let's take it back even one other step. The word back in the day and old school is so vague a term, you don't even know what it means. If I asked 20 different people independent of each other where they couldn't hear each other's answers, I would get 20 different answers. That's a fact. Now, if you're all standing close together and you can hear each other's answers, you'll start answering something similar. So that's a fact too, because you people will modify their thoughts based on what a crowd of people is saying. So the point is, I don't even like those terms because they don't mean anything. They don't mean anything specific. They are so vague that they don't mean anything. But at the same time, trying to do things the way everything was done 20 years ago or 30 years ago without embracing any of the progress is going to keep you from ever moving ahead in your business. You must embrace change. You must accept it. You must love what other people do. If they're doing things morally and ethically, and what they're bringing to the table is what it takes to move things ahead in today's society that is going to move ahead, whether you let it move ahead in your mind or not, you start embracing those things, then you will start moving ahead. Your days will become happier. Your whole life will become happier. Your whole mindset toward achieving your goals will become possible because you start using the things around you that can actually improve your life. We tend to confuse these things, right? We tend to confuse these things often with the guru product offers, the latest and greatest software. And they're touting it to you in ways like one of my favorites is when I see somebody start a new campaign saying email marketing is dead. That's old school. Well, you know, that's crazy. And it's not. But at the same time, it doesn't mean there aren't other ways to add to your email marketing, right? It's just the way it is. I see people saying in network marketing that doing meetings and getting groups together and stuff like that doesn't work. That's old school. Well, it's not. The way in which you get them together can be improved upon, but getting people, there's actually still nothing that converts better than getting people together in a room and talking to them. But you have other ways to do that now in the progress of the world. So you need to embrace the methods for doing that. Talking to people face to face remains the highest converting way to make your sale of something that is good. Okay? That's a fact. That's just the way it is. It is what the top earners in the world do right now. They don't rely on just emails or just a social snippet in Facebook or some other kind of cold and callous way, some video to do everything for them. They don't do that. That's why I created the Advanced 5-Step Downline System, because I went out and I found out what today's top earners are doing, exactly what they're doing. And it is not being taught to you by the gurus that send out all these products that tell you everything is old school and nothing's doing. But at the same time, these top earners are using old school methods combined with progressive methods and moving way ahead of everybody else. And it's not because it's difficult or you can't do it or anything of the sort. In fact, it's completely the opposite of that. They took very simple methods, molded them into today's progress, and moved ahead and became the top earners. And, well, it is that way, whether you choose to believe it or not. But that's one of the progressions in your mind. When you choose not to believe that they don't do that, that anyone who says that is just making that up, then you choose to remain where you are or even go backwards and get worse. That's just what happens when you make those kinds of decisions. You must embrace progress. You must embrace what the people that are doing the big earning today are doing, and you must make it start happening for yourself. The Advanced 5-Step Downline System is what I give to you that shows you exactly what they're doing. Exactly. And you know, other people would charge $2,000 for that. I'll send it to you for free. Go to easyleadnetwork.com, easyleadnetwork.com, and it's yours free. You pay the shipping, because, you know, I'm not crazy. I'm not Amazon or Zappos. I can't pay for all the shipping for all of you. Sorry. Maybe when I become Amazon or Zappos, I'll do that. But it's part of embracing what actually gets people motivated. And so I'll be perfectly honest. One of the main reasons, I even put it in the video that's on the page. You go watch it. One of the reasons I do that is because people that are not willing to spend $7 on shipping of a, to get a program are not willing to advance their business. You would still be, if you're not willing to do that, you're still one of those people that think everything is for free, that everybody should give you stuff for free so that you can then go charge other people. Now, if that doesn't sound, that sounds diabolical to me. If my personal thinking was everybody should give things to me for free so I can then go charge other people for it, I would think of myself as diabolical, unethical, and unmoral. I could not even ever do that. Even when I was sitting in an empty apartment with no money, only a suitcase, a box, and a plan, I never thought that way. And that's why I moved ahead and others did not. But nonetheless, it does actually cost money to print DVDs and ship them, particularly international. So the whole program is free. You get the program. Plus, once you complete your sign up, you have full digital access to an amazing amount of training that takes you through the entire process and training. It's all online and it's all available to you. You just order your free DVD now, pay the shipping, and it will come to you. And I'll show you progress, how progress is mixed with old school, and how the top earners are actually moving ahead and how you can do it too. It's very important that you embrace progress, use it to your advantage, use it to move your life ahead and make your life be your destiny. EasyLeadNetwork.com. EasyLeadNetwork.com. Go there right now. Get that DVD, have it sent directly to you, and then you will also be given immediately digital access. You're getting over $2,000 worth of value. Nobody else does this. Nobody else will give it to you for free. I had to follow these people around to get this information from them because I had to know what progress really was. And I found out. I knew it wasn't any guru product on the Warrior Forum or any place else, that they're just selling you little tidbits for lots of money. And you're actually buying that and then judging that to be what people are doing without ever finding out what they're doing. And I realized that. I realized that progress was all about actually getting in, networking with these people, and finding out what they really do. And I did. And I want you to have that information for whatever you're doing in your business. There's no commitment to any business with me when you get that DVD. It's simple. You have full access to what they're doing, and you can then choose to embrace it or not embrace it. But it's all yours for free. Of course, I want you on my team. I'm not crazy. It's to my advantage and your advantage that you're on my team. That's a fact. That's just the way it is. But nonetheless, you have to make a decision for yourself. Will you become somebody who embraces progress or not? EasyLeadNetwork.com. EasyLeadNetwork.com. Go there, get that free DVD, and have it sent to you. The only obligation to you is pay the shipping. That's it. It's all free. $2,000 worth of information programs, absolutely free. This is Wayne Scherer. I hope that you will embrace progress to your advantage and make the move to become your destiny. Become like me, in a sense. Be free. Don't have a boss to answer to. Be your boss. Do things from home. Well, if you want to rent an office somewhere to run your business, you can do that. I do everything virtual. But that's me. So if you want to be like me, that's great. If you want to go rent an office, you can do that too. But be your own boss. Get out on your own. Be your destiny. This is Wayne Scherer. I'll see you on the next Wayne Scherer Show.